Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, February the 20th. Thanks for tuning in to the big call, everybody. Glad to have you here. And glad that Sue and Bob are here to support me in the big call and to get the information that we want to get out to you tonight. I think it's going to be a really good call. I know I'm looking forward to my Intel segment. And I always look forward to Sue and Bob. But before we go any further, let's pray in the call, and then we'll go to Sue for what has been just wonderful teachings that Bob and I and everybody in Big Call Universe has enjoyed. So let's see how this goes. Let's pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we have you to thank for everything that we have, everything that we are, because it's in you in whom we have our being, and we have our life and live through you. Thank you for all that you do in our lives and what you've provided us with so far and what is about to be coming to us in the way of this incredible blessing. Thank you for all that you do. Give us all a great night tonight and a beautiful weekend. Well, it's a little early to say the weekend. A beautiful week this week, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, this is our special time that Bob and I both enjoy listening and commenting on the teaching that you create for us every Tuesday and Thursday night. So I'm excited to see what you've put together for us tonight.
Well, I had fun with this one. I stretched a little bit, and I hope everybody enjoys it. But I'd like you to just feel the energy behind the title, and it's called Rise. And I'm going to dedicate this to J&K and ETM and to my pod. Rise. In the labyrinth of life, the profound journey of becoming our greater selves in Christ and perhaps moving on to leadership development beckons us to embrace the essential elements of refining, inspiring, soaring, and elevating. Let's explore how the RB silently becomes the symbol of our spiritual sojourn, navigating through diverse landscapes of challenges and triumphs. Refine, the purification of Christ-like leadership character. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. Our own development and potentially leadership development in the pursuit of becoming more Christ-like calls for the refinement of character, to lead with authenticity and compassion. Purifying the heart and mind becomes paramount. Christ's call to be pure in heart resonates deeply, guiding leaders to embody divine qualities of love, kindness, and humility. Refining leadership character becomes the cornerstone, mirroring the virtues illuminated in Christ's teachings. Inspire, igniting Christ-like leadership with divine light. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. True Christ-like leadership is a beacon of inspiration. Christ's teachings prompt leaders to let their light shine, illuminating the path for others. Leadership development becomes a personal journey of introspection, identifying what inspires you and allowing that divine flame to kindle the hearts of those you lead. Through authentic inspiration, a Christ-like leader creates a ripple effect, transforming not only themselves, but all those under their guidance. Soar, spiritual ascent in Christ-like leadership. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. Isaiah 40:31. Leadership development in the pursuit of becoming more Christ-like involves soaring on wings of hope and faith. The assurance that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength becomes a cornerstone for Christ-like leaders navigating challenges. Soar above uncertainties, lead with confidence, and inspire others to embrace the heights of their potential under the guiding principles of Christ. Elevate, Christ-like leadership transcending impact. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Colossians 4:6. Elevating Christ-like leadership transcends personal impact to influence the world. Christ's words guides leaders to communicate with grace and wisdom. In the realm of leadership development, elevate yourself, your family, and your community through gracious interactions. Be a Christ-like leader who transforms not only individuals' lives, but also contributes to global well-being through leadership inspired by Christ's principles. In conclusion, the journey of becoming more Christ-like intricately weaves the leadership development and the transformation into our greatest selves. The RV quietly accompanying this expedition symbolizes the vehicle of our spiritual journey, navigating us through diverse landscapes of leadership challenges. As we traverse this sacred path, may our Christ-like leadership reflect His principles, guiding us to rise into elevated levels of influence, inspiring others to follow the divine light, and ultimately transforming the world into a haven of grace and wisdom. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Wow, I love that acrostic. R-I-S-E, rise. Rise.
Yeah, yes.
And the R stood for what? The R was what?
The rise is, hold on, I'm going, say what, Bob?
What was the R, Bob?
Refine.
Refine.
Refine. That's good. Yeah. Yes. Well, I'll give you a new I. Integrity.
Yeah.
That's a teaching, you know, that I'm sure Sue has used and has put in her classes at some point. But integrity, when I was hearing the R-I-S-E, what came to my mind was the integrity of the believer, the integrity that we should possess and have and express in our lives. And sometimes it comes down to as simple as doing what you said you would do. Doing what you said that you would do. When you give somebody your word, you don't need a 16-page contract. You just need to give a handshake and agree. Yes, I will do that. Yes. If you are that type of a person, which a lot of us still are that type, the integrity says, yes, I will execute that. I will do what it is that we've discussed. I will bring my part to fruition. I will do what I said I would do. And it can be very simple or it can be something larger. But I get that from that teaching a lot, Sue. I get that idea of being a leader in Christ, has a lot to do with integrity, honesty, and just being forthright in your conversations, in your decisions. I love the Beatitudes. I think it's some of the most beautiful verses in all of Scripture, and the one that you brought out tonight, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I mean, that talks about purity. That speaks to how our heart should be pure. And it's really something that we should aspire to, being pure in heart. And then in this beatitude, then we will see God. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful verse. And all of the Beatitudes, I wish we had done a teaching that had all of the Beatitudes, because they're all so strong, they're all beautiful, and I love those. It reminds me of The Chosen, and I don't remember which season it was, which episode. I think it was in season 2, maybe. But all I know is that Jesus was giving a Sermon on the Mount and in front of thousands of people shortly after they did the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000. That was just men, plus women and children, probably more like 10,000 or more. And, you know, what was cool about that was in his sermon, he gave those Beatitudes. And it was like some of the most beautiful things out of the mouth of Jesus we've ever heard. Really, really cool. So that's what I got out of it, Sue. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was good. Rise, you know, rise. What do we say rise? We say rise and when somebody's baptized and they go down in the water and they come up and out. Rise and be in newness of life. Symbolic, the idea of death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and then his resurrection coming up and out of the grave. In this case, rise in newness of life. That's what we have in Christ. And I really enjoyed that teaching, Sue. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing it.
You're welcome.
And Bob, what will you rise to the occasion to tell us about that teaching tonight?
Well, that to me is the challenge. It's like what Sue is laying out is a daunting challenge. Right.
Right.
Encouraging us to be like Christ. It's like, really?
Yes.
That's really, you're expecting us to live up to the greatest story ever told, the greatest.
Exactly. The greatest, yep.
Nobody's more up to it. Nobody's more up to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so it's I guess that's what we're supposed to aspire to be great like that, you know, and in a place that with a life that's so challenging, and you know, it's like mm-hmm. I think a famous man once said, "Life is challenging, so succeed anyway."
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
the best we can really do is just. Like one day at a time, one moment at a time.
Yeah.
And it's not that we're aspiring to be this way. It's we're aspiring to be open enough to let Christ shine through us onto
that's right.
others. And
that's, right.
that's really about the best we can hope for, I think. And it's like, you know, how are we going to do that? How are we going to stay open and out of our head and out of our own thoughts and worries? And it came to me, it's like, well, I guess you better pray because you're probably not going to be able to do it any other way. And, you know, say pray without ceasing. Well, if you want to be Christ-like all day long, you better be in some form of prayer and be open to that energy coming through you, and you know, and you, when
that's right.
not only you kind of pray without ceasing, but you better pray with fervor and commitment.
Yes,
you know, a solemn commitment that this is for real, and you really want this. This is really who you want to be, because it can't be casual if you're going to live up to those challenges that Sue laid out.
That's true.
Her teaching has got to be intense. So
yeah, that's right.
That's what I got out of it.
That's good, Bob. I like that. I think that's cool. You know, it's true. And you know that E in rise, we had integrity. I put another I in for integrity, but the E, I would say, is excellence. It doesn't mean perfection, but when we go about our daily work, interaction, everything we're doing, we're called to do it in excellence. That means to the best of our ability. That's all it means. Let's be excellent in everything that we say, everything that we do. Let's do it to the best of our ability. Let's do it as unto the Lord. People say, "Oh man, I hate my job. I don't like what I'm doing in my job." Well, do that job as if you were doing it for Jesus himself. You know? Do it as unto the Lord. And it carries a little more weight that way. Sue, thank you for this. This is really fun tonight. When you put this teaching together, did you come up with the acrostic, or was it something that was already laid out for you, the RISE?
No, I was just, to me, I can't remember, was it Einstein that said creativity is intelligence having fun? And so I like looking at how I can inspire myself to write something different. And I said, why don't I come up with something that would, like, instantly they could hear it rise, and then turning it into a teaching. And so I came up with what it all meant. And that was just fun. You know, I have to challenge myself every once in a while. Just a little
I
bit.
like the rise and walk in newness of life. You know, rise, get
Right.
up. Get up off of
Well,
that bed that you're laying on, that pallet that you're, you know, not able to walk from. Jesus spoke those words and said, "Rise and walk in newness of life. Rise and walk."
I think, and I'll talk about this in my segment, but we had a woman who studies with a neuroscientist and then in Christ, a really interesting combination. And she was in the pod last night, and she said, "Sue, what about the poverty of spirit?" And that inspired this too, and I'm going to talk about it in my segment, but it's a lot about poverty of spirit is really negativity bias, which is survival. So what happens is like when people think if they're not abundant in spirit, then they're going to think, oh, this is really, and this isn't saying Bob was saying this, but rise means elevate what you think is possible for you. Why did Christ say these things and greater shall you do? Why isn't that poverty of spirit? Negativity bias is about a brain and a culture and a way of life that has taught you don't even try that. What are you talking about? What do you mean? I mean, that's what you're surrounded with. You're surrounded with that. You're not gonna go for it. It's like, you know, no, let's just live in the ghetto of survival.
Hello.
Let's just leave there, or let's just, you know. So, and what I like to do with the teachings is I like to make it so that it's really about who we are. I mean, you can go to any blog and you can read about living life in a Christ-like fashion and talk about this, but we're very unique. We have a different DNA being involved in this. And so when I'm writing these things, I'm writing because it's not, you know, if you're listening to these words right now, you're going to have some influence that, like Bob said, you can't take. You want to be at ease. It's not like you have to white knuckle, oh, this is going to be serious. But it's a sacred It's a sacred, and it requires a sacred calling to aspire beyond just the same old human story and to finally be the people that Christ said, these things and greater. And I believe that humanity has been under a veil and under a lot of teaching and under a lot of commodity that hasn't allowed them to actually see they're already walking as a Christ. They've just forgotten. And that needs to be highlighted. That needs to be nourished. That needs to be grown. And if we do that with people and they begin to realize that's possible for them instead of some impossible, distant, I'm not going to even try, then we're going to see a transformed world. So that's why I wrote it.
Thank you, Sue. I appreciate that viewpoint. Yeah. Let's be honest. Christ set the bar very high. But for us to aspire to be Christ-like, to have this heart, you know, this purity of heart, because out of the heart the mouth speaks. And so if we're pure in heart, typically we can say really nice, good things, sweet things. And I just think this is a great opportunity for us to all aspire, elevate, go higher in the things of God, in the things that Jesus taught and Paul taught in the books of the New Testament. So Romans to Philemon, he wrote those. Oh, I think this is a good teaching, Sue. I really liked it, and thank you for creating it and allowing everybody throughout Big Call Universe to hear it. Thank you, Sue. Now, tonight being Tuesday night, do we have any praise reports that may have
we
come
do.
In?
We do, yes, okay. And I'm happy to say Pastor Scott. It's interesting, it doesn't say praise times three. It says praise Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
Our ultimate praise should always go to and for Jesus. Amen. I've been watched over by Jesus several times, as many of Big Call Universe have been. On this call, we've heard countless stories of God's saving touch through Jesus and by the Holy Spirit. We've all been created in His image. When you look in the mirror, you should see Jesus. I know I do. Thank God, Pastor Scott. Thanks to Bruce, Bob, and Sue, and all those who've helped them. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
I have to pick up the other one.
Okay. Yeah. Be good to hear what Genia has to say about what day it is and what day it's going to be tomorrow.
We love that too. National Love Your Pet Day.
Yay! Which should be every day.
I know. On February 20th, we celebrate National Love Your Pet Day, a day to embrace one special trait that makes us human, our love of our pets.
Yeah.
National Leadership Day. A good leader not only leads, but also inspires others to do their best.
Yeah.
National Comfy Day. On this day, push yourself to be totally comfortable no matter the circumstances. Let's get comfy.
Yeah.
Jesus, we adore you and we praise you because by your Holy Cross, you have saved the world.
Amen.
Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. You are the one I praise. The light of God surrounds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this great opportunity to serve others. Thank you for the blessing that we should be receiving very shortly. May our works and actions reflect your love and grace, and may we always seek to bring glory to your name. We are thankful for all the leaders on this big call, millions of listeners for being able to get together until this blessing comes to fruition, for all the prayer requests and praises every week, and all the new updated information for our minds, body, and souls. May everyone be blessed with love in their hearts, happiness in their home, peace in their soul, and joy in their life. May God bless everyone in this big call, all the leaders and listeners, with health, love, joy, happiness, and financial stability. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed week, and we hope and pray we get the 800 numbers very soon.
Very soon, yes. Thank you, Jeannie. I will address that request of yours in the Intel segment. Thank you, Jeannie. It's always fun. I love, what was it, Love Your Pet Day today, Sue, Bob. Love Your Pet Day. Every day is Love Your Pet Day, but today is especially important. That's good, Sue. That's good. Thank you, Jeannie. Anything else in the way of praise reports, Sue?
That is it on our praise reports. I'm going to give you a praise report in my segment, but it's
It's
a little different. Yeah.
Thank you, Sue. That's great. Let's do this. Let's go right into your segment, Sue, and tell us how the classes are going and tell us anything else that you want us to know about that you're offering tonight, Sue.
Well, tonight we're going to talk about hardwiring the new story. And what am I talking about when I'm talking about hardwiring the new story? I'm going to give you a story, and I keep thinking about Bob. I'm so excited about him going and taking that story practice. And yeah. I'm going to give you a story that came up, and this is very, very pertinent. And I'm going to apply it to how we're all going to be contributing to helping others tell a new story. So we have this beautiful woman, I hope she's listening right now, named, I'm going to call her Ms. M. And she had adopted a daughter. I feel badly that I don't know, didn't retain the whole story. But the daughter was out of the United States, had been through incredible trauma, like incredibly difficult trauma. And she and her husband adopted this young daughter. And she came to the class, and she spent a lot of time and energy having to work through these different psychological, physical traumas with this child. And I think she's in her early teens. And she came to the call yesterday and said that her daughter was like just in this deepest, darkest funk, and it was affecting her, it was affecting the mother, it was affecting the household. The whole household was down. Bob, you're going to like this story. And I said, okay, well, why don't we run a little experiment? And this is based on the principle of hardwiring and rewiring and introducing positive neuroplastic principles. And I said, why don't you, you know, talk to your daughter and say, okay, tell me something that you love. Tell me, you know, tell me something, tell me about, and get her to focus on the things that she loves. Now, her daughter was like, I mean, this was a very serious thing. And this is what she wrote. I'm going to call her A. A's update. I left the call a little early to drive her to Bible study. It's a 24-minute ride. For the first 15 minutes, I was asking her over and over about happy things. She could not for the life of her focus on any of it. Finally, she started to, but the happy things always had a dark, scary, possible twist. Finally, the forces broke. When we got there, after me fighting so determinedly for her all that time, she announced, "Wow, I feel better. I'm not being pulled down anymore." So praise Yahweh and continue to send this help and charge and the protective angels on our behalf, because we need all the stability of joy in our home. Thank you all, Ms. M. So here's why that story is so important. There's a man by the name of Dr. Rick Hansen, and he wrote a book called Hardwiring Happiness. He's a neuroscientist, a neuropsychologist, and these are the things that are in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And why is this important? And why is it important for anybody listening to this call that's about to enter in to this new phase of life? And it's exactly what we did in that class, in one, with just one suggestion. What it is that for a lot of people, the fear of money, the, you know, just the concepts of money, the dealing with people, the navigating this whole world and being happy while you're learning all these things, most people have never done that. Most people, and I know some of them, are coming from, they may have been incredibly successful, but they were miserable on the inside. I mean, I spent 30 years learning how to do this for the same reason. There's actually a way that you can be healthy, happy, have a positive influence, and be grounded in well-being while leading these projects. And that's what the Golden Wisdom Bundle is about. So think about this. Think about the people that you know. Are they healthy? Are they happy? Do they have joy in their life? Do they have meaning in their life? What are the stories that they're telling about what is possible for them? What are their stories? Are they saying, "I can do all things through God"? Do they really live that, believe that, walk in that, walk in joy? Do you hear them telling stories about what their life is like, where it's pretty, it's positive, there's well-being, they're happy? That is in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. You're going to get 5 different courses on how to become a person that's not driven by or from money, but is embodying the Christ spirit of well-being, of love, of wisdom, and you're going to be able to deepen that so that it can get out onto the planet as you, with wonderful relationships that are about depth and warmth and love and being like you're at home. That's the point, is to bring love and healing and connection to this planet. And you're going to hear that in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. You're going to hear the joy. You're going to hear the learning. You're going to hear the rise, the wiring up, the moving back, rewiring to happiness, hardwiring happiness instead of all this survival and negativity bias that says, "No, we can't do that." And you're going to be surrounded by that because people are coming out, potentially, people are coming out of it being really, really hard for thousands of years. So if you are a person that wants to transcend and rise into a new level and be surrounded with people who want to be calm and loving and listen and warm and happy and caring. And where you resonate, then you're going to want to buy the Golden Leadership Bundle, because you're going to literally be able to hear it, experience it, learn it, and wire it into your being so that you can have the best life. All you need to do, if that appeals to you, and just ask yourself this question: do I see myself as capable of walking in love, wisdom, clarity, and impact in a centered and balanced way, so I can just do this, so I go, and it's effective, I'm not rushing, I'm not compulsive? Can I do that? And if you can't say, yes, I can, and you want support, you can get the Golden Wisdom Bundle. I guess we took it off the table for the weekend, I don't remember. You can get that for $300. It's $550 worth of teaching. You can do it in a year. And you're literally going to rewire how you go about living your life. And you're going to know how to be around healthy people, how not to be around over-aroused, reactive, but calm, caring, loving people. And so all you have to do is send to integratedminds@hushmail.com, Golden Bundle 300, and you put your name, your telephone number, and that you have Zelle, and we will be getting a $550 kit so that you can walk. You can learn from a peer that's been doing this for a living for 31 years. It's not a little mild. It's not like I picked it up and did it for a year and just teaching you. It's 31 years of a commitment to well-being and supporting others in becoming their best selves. So please take advantage of it, because it's so specific to this community, and a lot of love, and a lot of people put their heart into being in these groups and learning, and you're going to get to benefit from it. So that's my offering for tonight, Bruce, to everybody, and I hope they take advantage of it. Mm-hmm.
I will encourage them, Sue, and I'll mention that also in the Intel segment too. I'll recoup on that, recap it. And that's a wonderful explanation of it. I think that makes a lot of sense. And I would highly recommend that people pick this up and listen to, you know, one class a day. You know, just listen to one class, even a week, and they'll get all 20 classes in 5 courses. And it'll be at least 30 hours and maybe more of teaching. It's really beneficial and prepares us for going into our new roles as humanitarian leaders and everything else that we're going to do. I love it. I think it's terrific. Thank you, Sue. Thank you so much for that. That's great. Oh, Let's see. Bob, we're 2/3 of the way through the month, but we want to hear some more testimonials and any new research you've come across. Anything else you want to enlighten us with tonight, Bob?
Sure. Thank you. Thanks. Thanks, Sue. I was just sitting there listening to you describe the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and I heard you say you could do it in a year.
Yeah.
I was like, a year? It's like, I'd want to binge on it. Like,
I know.
For the weekend for the first three weekends and like stay up late.
I know. Thank you, Bob.
Be done by daylight savings time on the 8th or the 9th or the 10th.
On the 10th or whatever it actually is. 10th, yeah.
Bob, can I just say, I had one woman that did that. She did it for like in a week, and it's too much. It's just too
it's
much
a lot
change.
To take in.
Yeah. So thank you for that. You're so funny.
Well, that's what I would do.
Oh,
I would do my best to binge on it and then go back and watch it again.
There you go. Yeah. That's a lot of information to take in.
Thank you.
So, Bruce, we got two testimonials. One of them is one word. Because you remember how we've been talking about getting the Sleep Smart Pack where people take Clarity Factor and Goodnight Formula?
Yes.
We got a testimonial about that less than 24 hours ago. And it's one word, five letters, all in caps. GREAT.
A-T, yep.
Great. That's it. That's the testimonial. Great.
Great. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Then we got another one that is a little bit longer. This one came in 4 hours ago. It's about the total health system with our probiotics. And this one says, I'm happy taking a variety of Boomer pills and powders. I had a medical examination with blood work. The doctor, about 30 years younger than myself, told me, your blood work is much better than mine. Thank you, Boomer.
That's good.
Yeah.
I bet that's true.
Yeah, interesting because, you know, you see, he's taking the total health system with the probiotics. And that's like one of the reasons his blood work is so good. And there's a study that just came out. This is an amazing accomplishment, human accomplishment, and just an amazing thing to try to contemplate. And the title of this article is This Is Powerful, New Tech IDs Key Microbes in Seconds. And what they're talking about here is a new technology, and they're referring to the fact that more than half of the cells in the human body are not human. They're actually microbes. And microbes, which are bacteria and viruses and funguses and parasites, they actually they participate in making different molecules. Particularly in your gut, these microbes will interact with the food that you ate, particularly the fiber, and create offshoots, which in science and biology they call metabolites. A metabolite is simply a chemical compound, a bioactive compound, that is created from a chemical process and most often is then involved itself in further stimulating another chemical process and eventuating in a so-called end product, and which is also referred to as a metabolite. And so this process of metabolism, where things are being created inside the human body, is what the whole world of metabolites is all about. Now, up until now, nobody really knew which bacteria were producing which metabolites. Now, some metabolites are produced without the help of bacteria, but many different metabolites, nobody even really knows how many at this point, are made from bacteria, but there's almost no information about which bacteria produces which metabolites. Now, this is a problem because when you are a therapeutic researcher or a doctor or a therapist of some kind, quite often a person is sick because they are lacking a certain metabolite, they're very low in a metabolite, or they're lacking something else that has action on the metabolite. And wouldn't it be great if medical science understood the totality of this? So we could come up with better interventions for precise things that are wrong with people. And so now what's happening, there is going to be a new technology that is going to match up microbes with the metabolites that they produce. And they are setting about to create an entire database, and they're going to start with these data points that were crowdsourced from scientists all over the world, and their technology, that tool, is called MicrobeMast, M-A-S-S-T. And it's going to search these databases, starting out with 60,000 metabolites made by microbes, and through a very complex process, they're going to identify them and pair them up. This specific bacteria makes these specific metabolites. And the medical world is really quite excited about this, and they're already thinking about many different diseases that this might lead to a cure for, particularly non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, Alzheimer's disease, irritable bowel disease, and also various neurological disorders. And a lot of what goes on in our brain is a result of what's going on in our gut, the creation of metabolites by the bacteria that then travel to the brain. And so they have it's a whole recent and new field of study called metabolomics. And this is really a huge breakthrough, because it's a lot of what human science is about now and human medicine is, okay, so we kind of understand the metabolic pathways and we know kind of the steps that go on. And if we understand that, we then can inhibit certain things or strengthen certain things to deal with everything, you know, from a headache, you know, to cancer. And that's all really good, but it's mostly dealing with metabolites and metabolism that is from the host, which is us, and not an in-depth study yet. Until now, it's just beginning of the metabolism, the creation of metabolites from the microbes that are in the host. And in a sense, Bruce, there really isn't a host and microbes. We are all one synergistic organism, and including the fact that we have energy at all, that there's any biological life, is because our bodies produce energy in the form of adenosine triphosphate, and it's done in the mitochondria.
Right.
It turns out that our mitochondria were actually once bacteria. And a long time ago, bacteria, which used to only make energy for themselves, either got the idea or happened upon the idea of becoming, of glomming onto a host and using using fuel from that host to make their own energy. But they've also discovered that they, as by using a host, they were able to make more energy than they needed. So they would actually make, they would share some of their energy they were making with the host, and the host evolved. Mm. And over time, a couple of billion years, those bacteria became so intertwined with their hosts that they appeared to be part of the host and actually merged DNA with the host to the point where we now have mitochondrial DNA that's remnant of bacterial DNA. And that's how entwined we are. What appear to be organelles inside a human cell is actually an ancient bacteria that has evolved over a couple of billion years. And so now what is about to be cataloged and made part of the medicine of the future, the therapies of the future, is the elaborate maze of the different bacteria primarily and what it is that they produce that ends up becoming involved in our metabolic pathways. And so we're really happy to hear about this, Bruce, because we have a probiotic that was developed and based on the knowledge that bacteria make metabolites. And we knew that people who had diseased colons, no colon, only part of a colon, were not making these metabolites. And just as happened today, I was talking to a friend of mine who his friend's wife having a terrible time with affective disorders, and lo and behold, she had half of her colon removed.
Right.
And no surprise. And so she's somebody that I'm going to be helping using our probiotics because they were created for people with this type of an issue. And what we did, not knowing the details, because no one knew the details, we took good bacteria, put it in a vat with our sprouted barley seeds and mineral water, and let it ferment for 90 days, stirring it occasionally, and creating these metabolites in that vat, which are the same metabolites that would be created in your gut, because it's the same bacteria that's in your gut, and it's the same fiber that you would consume by taking in our sprouted barley seeds, which has lots of fiber in it. And so we know that it's the same two substrates that are going to interface and create metabolites. So we know human metabolites are being created in this way. We just don't know which bacteria is producing which one. And we don't know if it's as complete as it could be. And so we're going to be watching this research closely to say, aha, here's a metabolite that's involved in this metabolic pathway that's really crucial, like making energy. And we know that this specific bacteria is what makes that metabolite when it interfaces with fiber. So let's make a probiotic that makes an abundance of those metabolites. Right? And so we're going to be watching really closely. I'm going to send this study, which was just released 4 days ago, to our scientist in Canada who makes our probiotics to let them know about this new database that's going to be created, and so we can follow along. And it's going to be, there's a center they've created. It's called the Collaborative Microbial Metabolite Center. And so what we do is send our emails and sign up for updates on their discoveries, which are going to come very rapidly, because as they start making the database, it only takes a few seconds to make a pairing of a metabolite to a bacteria. And so now we'll be able to make these very precisely measured creations utilizing this technology and utilizing the vat and the system we created around the vat to produce more precise and maybe more comprehensive types of probiotics with metabolites. There's always some bacteria left over when you do something like this in a vat.
Okay.
And we know by measuring it at the end, you can still detect millions of bacteria that are still fully intact, that were not altered or metabolized by their process of fermentation. And so we know there's still ones in there, colony forming units, right? But in the future, we're going to make modifications and improvements to our probiotics. And so
excellent.
This really struck me today when I saw this study. And so if anybody knows someone who's having trouble with affective issues, depression, anxiety, has had their colon removed, had colon cancer, irritable bowel syndrome, and the like, let them know about
Crohn's disease.
Let them know about our probiotics with metabolites, and you can get them separately, or you can get them in the Total Health System, which is, you know, obviously way more comprehensive than just the metabolite. But either way, we have them on sale right now, 25% off those that probiotic formula. So if you know anyone who's having any of those issues, let them know, let us know, put them in touch with us, and we'll help them to get this going.
Yeah, feel better, sure. Absolutely. We're still running a 25% off sale on the premium probiotics and the lignans, if I remember right, Bob.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we have it on 7 different bundles of products. And that's a great deal, 25 off on, and those are greatly, see, the bundles are discounted anyway because they're bundled with other products. So you get a discount to begin with on the bundle, and then add another 25% on that. And it gets really, really affordable that way, much less. And so that is great news. I love that, Bob. In fact, I was going to call to order today, and I didn't get into it in time, but I'll order tomorrow and pick up a number of bundles tomorrow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So there's 7 different ones, including a bundle where you can get our digestive enzymes with the probiotics I was just talking about.
Right, okay.
It's called the Pro Enzyme Pack, and it's on at a really great price right now.
Excellent. Okay.
And that's what I have, Bruce. It's 4 minutes after 10.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob. Yes, thank you very much. That was a cool explanation. I'm just glad there wasn't a test after that tonight, Bob. That was pretty cool, pretty heady stuff. I liked it, though. It was good. To get to the website to check these products out, go to bigcalluniverse.com, and then you'll see on our landing page, you'll see on our homepage, a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on the banner, it says Boomers, takes you right into Bob's site, and you can see all of the products, descriptions, the Total Health System, which if you're new and you haven't tried any of these products before, that's where you really should start, the Total Health System. Go with that, and then look at the bundles on the on sale tab, the drop down menu. You'll be able to see that and see these various 7 bundles. And I tell you what, if you guys are having any trouble sleeping, any trouble, you're not getting your 7.5 to 8 hours of sleep, you need to have that sweet sleep bundle. You need that sweet sleep. That's got the clarity factor and the good night formula paired together as a mini bundle. Those two are very affordable together at 25% off. And I'll tell you guys, that is that good night formula is the best sleep aid out there, period. Better than any prescription, better than anything else that's out there. It absolutely works. It just absolutely works. And yes, you will dream more. And yes, you will be able to remember with the clarity factor your dreams more than you ever did. And I think you guys will love it. I love it. Absolutely. Man, I dream almost to the point where I wake up in the morning. I'm telling you, it's true. And it's wonderful. So you got that. Look at all 7 bundles and which ones they are, what they include. And then if you have any questions or you want to call or you want to talk to somebody about the circulation mat, how to obtain information on that, you call the phone number. The 800 number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. Good Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Eastern Standard Time. And that's really the ticket right there. That's really what you're going to want to do. But check those products out. Take advantage of it while the sale is still going on. I'm going to put my order in tomorrow. I'm getting low on a couple of things. I want to go ahead and grab that. Do that. Money and Ninja. There you go. So, thank you, Bob, very much for that. That's excellent. All right, guys, time to go into the Intel portion of the call tonight. I told you guys I was a little bit excited, a little bit feisty earlier, because I just know we're getting down to the wire on this thing. And I have a theory. I'm going to tell you my theory in a moment. But I know that we were looking for our notifications, according to the information that we've had come to us, we were looking to kind of get notified today. We didn't get notified today, but I have a theory. First of all, let's talk about what's been happening since Sunday. Prime Minister of Iraq met with our President Trump for a couple of hours in an undisclosed location on Sunday afternoon. And they were discussing the fact that when Prime Minister Soudani of Iraq was going to fly back to Iraq that afternoon, and whenever he got in on either Sunday night or Monday, I think he was in a supersonic jet, but don't know that absolutely, but when he was to get back, he was going to announce to the entire country of Iraq that they were indeed a sovereign nation and had a sovereign currency. And once that occurred, that announcement, we were to have a simultaneous announcement here, but our announcement would be made, we're not quite sure who was going to make it, was going to be made to our banks, redemption centers, and probably other financial institutions dealing with currency exchanges, that Iraq had was a sovereign nation and had a sovereign currency, and that once those announcements were made, we felt like we were good to go and get ready to get started. Now, tonight's Tuesday. We haven't started yet, but we know that we've checked with certain banks, and certain banks like Chase and Wells have the dinar, for example, as one of our currencies on the front screens of the banks, and they are going up. They're moving up. They're rising up in value. But the last time we checked, the bank screens rates were flashing. When a rate is flashing and not stable, in other words, it's not just the rate itself on the screen, but when it's flashing on and off, it's flashing on and off, on and off. When it's flashing, it means that it's not quite ready for exchange, not quite ready to be exchanged. Because we've checked with certain banks that know this and they have this, and it's not quite ready to go. So we're waiting, according to the latest information that we have from redemption centers and banks, that they are waiting for the green light to come in the form of an email from Wells Fargo Corporate New York. When that email comes into the redemption centers, they will know that it's time to go. It's time to start. But that's got to come from Treasury to Wells Fargo corporate office in New York. And from New York, it comes down to the redemption center leaders that would get those emails and be able to say, it's time to go. Or such and such a time is go time. At that point, we would say that our notifications would be released from Wells Fargo servers, and we would get our 800 numbers included in those emails, and we would also get a heads up and have our 800 number on the BigCallUniverse.com website, as well as be able to send out an email, a bulk email, that we would do to the people who have registered on our website. Okay, so that's kind of the scenario there. Now, here's some other information, and then I'll give you my theory. We have been told that the dates of February 22nd, which is Thursday, 2 days from now, to the end of the month, which, since we're in leap year this year, would be February 29th, which is a Friday, from the 22nd through the 29th, is supposed to be the time when a lot of Nasara is starting to be released. Okay? Now, here's where I'm going with this. That's 2 days away, the start of it. Doesn't mean it happens on the 22nd, but it can start anywhere from the 22nd through the 29th. We're supposed to get the R&R, the Restitution and Reclamation Allowance, and it's going to really be a wonderful thing for a lot of people. Seniors 62 and older will get it as a lump sum. And then younger people will get it over a period of probably 2 years, divided up over 2 years. Now, this is a big deal for a lot of people, especially who are not in the currencies like we are. It's going to be a big deal, and I'll get to my theory here because I think I'm tying it all together. So we're supposed to receive by the 29th, could be on the 29th, could be any time by or before the 29th, from the 22nd through the 29th, we are supposed to hear something about our USTN, United States Treasury Note. USTN, United States Treasury Note, is what would be on our new currency, as opposed to Federal Reserve Note. Remember, the Fed is dead. It got absorbed. The remnant of it was absorbed by the U.S. Treasury, as was the IRS. Okay? So all of those aspects of Nasara, I don't know that they're all going to make it out in that week of the 22nd through the 29th, but at least some of them should come out in that period of time. And we are supposed to receive, let's call it the first fruits of our reclamation, restitution and reclamation allowance. Supposed to happen in that time frame. Now, it may happen all at the end of the month. It might happen at the 27th, 28th, 29th. I don't know. But in that week, it's supposed to come out. All right? Now, here's where my grand theory is coming in. We heard from two separate sources this evening before the big call that the... Let me see how I want to say this. That we should be getting notifications, or let me put it this way. How it was said to both of these sources, they're going to try to bring out our notifications tomorrow, which is Wednesday. Okay? They're going to try to bring those out to us tomorrow. We're hearing this out of Reno, and we're also hearing this out of Geneva through two different sources. But I'm thinking, okay, that's good. That's working with Bruce theory. And here's where I'm going with it. If the R&R and Nasara and everything that we look for in it starts coming out on the 22nd, which is 2 days from now, Thursday, and we were to be notified tomorrow, Wednesday, could we get notified and start our exchanges even Thursday, which is Charlie Ward's day? Is that what we do? Do we get notified tomorrow, start our exchanges on Thursday, and essentially join the Nasara activity with R&R and the USTN and everything else that's coming out? As part of that Nasara week, let's call it, it's possible, isn't it? It's only a working theory. I made that up. I don't have that from anybody else. But it makes me think, hey, listen, I want to get notified tomorrow and start tomorrow. I don't need us to start on Thursday. But if we do get notified tomorrow, could we set our appointments up tomorrow and start them on Thursday? Just saying. I don't know. We'll see. I hope that it comes through for us Wednesday, Thursday, or Wednesday. But I was encouraged to find out that we actually were told through a pretty high-up source that they were going to try to get out the notifications tomorrow, which is Wednesday. So, we don't have a time. Don't know when. Just Wednesday. But we will see if that is the case. And I like the fact that we're getting R&R because anybody at the age of 21 and above will get some form of compensation from this plan of Nasara, this R&R. Now, the older folks, 62 and older, will get a lump sum. Those that are 21 will get like an annual stipend. It's a pretty decent amount of money. I'm not going to go into the amounts because this thing has changed every which way from Sunday. It's just changing. I don't want to put something out and have it be changed. But you've got that happening, and then you've got the seniors and 62 and above getting their lump sum and getting some kind of annual or monthly stipend as well. The whole thing's probably graduated from 21 on up, but we'll have to see how it actually comes out. We'll see. if you're 62 and above and already receiving Social Security, like many of us are, you will receive this amount as your lump sum. As we understand it, it's coming to your bank account where your Social Security is now going, to that same bank account, because they have that information already. So I think that's amazing. We knew it was coming sooner or later. We've been talking about it for 3 months now, and it looks like they're finally ready to do it at the very end, the last week of February this month. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the start. I'm excited about us possibly getting our notifications to set our appointments tomorrow. And I'm excited about, see, here's my theory. If we get that and we actually start on Thursday and some of the other R&R starts going out to people on Thursday, it's kind of like, you know, we're joining the party. We're joining what's happening for the rest of those that don't have any currency. See, they're going to have some real money, not as real as ours, but it'll be real. It'll be decent, especially seniors. They're going to be getting the mother load of this R&R. But everybody will be getting something, and it's going to seem like everybody is part of the same thing. Even though our exchanges and our redemption of Zim is far and above higher and greater than what they're going to be getting with R&R. But it's I can see them merging these two in the same time frame so that everybody is kind of getting the same thing. That's my theory. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't have to be right. I do not have to be right. I'd rather get it tomorrow and start tomorrow. But whatever happens, we're that close. That's how close we are to everything happening. Now, what else is a great idea is to grab the golden bundle that Sue has put back out available for us to get. And it's really going to include, like I said earlier, it has 5 different courses, 20 classes, and about 30 or more hours of actual teaching. And if you could take and listen to one of these recorded classes, an hour and a half long, if you listen to one a week, and you just did that all the way out, did one a week, man, you would be so ready and so good for the new paradigm that we're walking into, the new shift that we're coming into as humanitarians and most of us as leaders. We'll see what that looks like. But you need to get the bundle to get that information, to get that leadership information that Sue has created with her classes. All right, so it's available for $300. You get it by sending Sue an email tonight that says, let's go to the address. It's Integrated Minds, IntegraTed, Minds is MIDS. Did I say that right? MINDS, Integrated Minds at hushmail.com. And in the subject line, you just put Golden Bundle 300. And in the body of the email, just say, here's my name and my cell phone number, and here's my, and I have Zelle, Zelle. I've got Zelle. And I can send the funds that way. You wait to get instructions from Sue as to how to send that, where to send it to on Zelle, and she'll get those emails in a package right out to you. And she'll knock that right out, probably first thing in the morning. So send those out to her tonight so she's got a head start on who's wanting a bundle. Get that bundle, and this could be the very last shot that you'll have to get it. I'm glad that she's got it available to go out tonight. All right, so send that out to Sue by email, integratedminds@hushmail.com, subject line Golden Bundle 300, and you're good to go. Send that out to her. Guys, I know I could go into greater depth on any number of subjects, like the exchange and what that's going to look like. All I can say is you've heard it. If you listen to the Big Call for any length of time, you know what to do. You know it's going to go quick. It's going to be a 30-minute appointment. They want to get most of us in and out of there in that amount of time. If you have bonds, tell them that you have sheet bonds, meaning a box of bonds or sheet bonds, like whatever number of bonds you've got, railroad bonds, whatever they are. I mean, there's tons of different kinds of bonds. If you haven't already exchanged those bonds, then bring them with you to the redemption center. They can handle it there. But you got to let them know that you have them. So when you're setting your appointment for, you know, for Zim and for dinar and dong and rupiah and every other currency that we might have that might be in the first basket, let them know that I have sheet bonds. And let them know how many. If you've got 20 sheet bonds or a box of bonds, let them know that. Because they're going to need to allow extra time for you. Instead of 30 minutes, you'll be at least 40 minutes. They want to knock out all of us with bonds and currency in 40 minutes. I think it's a challenge. I really do. I think it'll be tough. But this is not going to be this laid-back, sit around, put your feet up on the desk type of an appointment. This is, let's knock it out. It's going to be quick. It's going to be a flash. They have to set up your Quantum account. They have to set up your Wells Fargo account, give you your credit debit card, get that knocked out. They're going to also, I mean, they have to go through and qualify who you are at the beginning and the know your customer part of it. They're going to take the currency that you have and run it through the De La Rue machines, multiple machines in some cases. You'll have 2 to 3 to 4 people working with you on your appointment. No, you don't rotate. You stay put. They rotate to you. You're going to get, let's say, hopefully 5 minutes to give a quick synopsis of your projects and how you plan to increase your increase hiring people, increase job creation, whatever your project is about relating to that. You'll get into that with them, and then you'll also get your account set up. And oh, by the way, here's a change. Two things I want to bring out. Remember we talked about getting $6,500 in cash, $3,000 in cash. It's down to $500 in cash. They don't want you walking out with over $500. And it might be fiat dollars, too. It might not be the new USTN currency, our new money. It could be. In some cases, it might not be. It might be the same fiat currency we're carrying now. So don't think you're going to walk out of there with a wad of money, $500. That's not that much. So 5 bills you walk out with, that's good. And then the other thing is, if you're only exchanging currency and no ZIM and no bonds, guess what? No NDA for you. No NDA for you. No suit for you. No NDA for you. You will not have to sign an NDA if all you have is dinar or dong or rupiah or Afghani or Bolivar or anything. Unless you have Zimbabwe notes that we have, or you have bonds, like sheet bonds. You have sheet bonds or Zimbabwe notes, then you would sign an NDA. It's at least 30 days, could be up to 90 or 120 days. They're going to make that judgment. They are judging you based on how you come across at the appointment. If they think you're a chatty Cathy and you're going to be spreading all kinds of stuff over social media, any of that, which you're not, then you'll probably only end up with a 30-day NDA. But if they look at you and think, I don't know about this one, I don't know if they're going to be able to keep their mouth shut, they'll probably put you on a longer NDA. Remember, what you get in your quantum account, that's tied into the quantum financial system, you're going to get access to up to $10.5 billion on day one to put into kind of a master account with Wells Fargo. Your primary account is what I've been using that term, primary account. You set that up, and everything moves from your quantum account using your Q card that it's three times thicker than a credit card. It's made of titanium. It's got three chips embedded in it that gives the basic information on you, your system, your biometric fingerprint or thumbprint is in there. All of that is to allow you to move money. That's all it's for, is to move money from your quantum account, which nobody sees but you, your quantum account, to your primary Wells account. And you go from there. And you can move monies from... Now listen, that's only for the first 90 days. After 90 days, after we exchange and redeem the ZIM, you have access to all of it, all of the remaining funds in your quantum financial account. So I hope that's everything, and I hope you got all that. You're going to get a debit credit card from Wells. I think it'll be a gold card, so that's good. You don't want it to be too flashy. That, like, a black card would be too flashy. You wouldn't want to use that, because then people that see the black card go, uh-oh, look at that guy. He got money. I'm going to follow him out. Nuh-uh. Oh, no, you didn't. You want to use a card that's a little bit more chilled out, a gold card. Everybody got a gold card. That ain't nothing. So a gold card would be good. We'll see what happens, you know, and then you get to use, and you can spend, oh, listen to this, I just got this tonight too. You can have up to $1.8 billion on your credit debit card, $1.8 billion, within, you know, that's a lot of gitas to put on your credit debit card. So you wouldn't want to load that much on it unless you're, well, I don't know why you want to load that much on it, but they do have that limit. So you know about no NDA. For most of you that don't have ZIM, those of you who have ZIM, you have an NDA. After the 90-day, and by the way, they're tracking every transaction you make with your card, every nickel that you spend. They'll track it. And if you've given it to the wrong type of people or the wrong organization, they're going to stop it in its tracks and probably freeze your primary account in the process. So don't be stupid and give your money to some stupid organization, you know, because they're watching you. They're going to watch every transaction you make from here as long as you live, will be monitored so that you don't spend it to the wrong people. You don't give it to the wrong people. You say, how will I know? Well, you'll know, because the first time you'll get a warning, the second time they will freeze your account. So be careful who you donate to. Be careful who you wire funds to. Just be careful how you use and spend the money. You're wide open to spend it, but just be careful that you don't go to the wrong side of humanity. All right? All right, I've said enough. That's it. Let's do this. Let's pray the call out, and then we'll look forward to a possible notification tomorrow. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we have a platform where we can share this kind of information globally, all around the world. Thank you, Lord, that we've had this opportunity to do this with the Big Call for the start of our 13th year now. And thank you that we have the ability to receive and be good stewards of the funds that are coming to us through this blessing. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for everybody that's listening to the Big Call all around the globe and in what we call Big Call Universe. Thank you, Lord, for Sue and her faithfulness and her help in producing these teachings and everything that she's doing. Thank you for Bob and the research he's done for our bodies and for our supplementation and diets. Thank you for everything. Thank you for Jeannie and for thank you for Pastor Scott, and also for GCK and the SAT team, our satellite team that's helping to beam this show all around the globe. Thank you for everybody helping behind the scenes. And Lord God, thank you for Wells and for the Treasury and for everything with the Redemption Centers, all the Redemption Center leaders throughout this country and in North America, in Canada, and also in Mexico. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives to bring this about. And we promise to be good stewards of these funds as you would want us to be. Lord God, bless this thing. Bless us, and thank you for us. Thank you for us to receive this blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a great night. Let's look forward to what happens, hopefully for us tomorrow. All right, let's turn off the recording.